We'll go ahead and continue with Oregon State coach Gary Anderson. The Beavers are on the road at Washington on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star then the number one to ask your question. Star then the number one. Our first question is from Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, coach.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Coach, you held a really good Utah team to 19 points last week. In your opinion, what was the turning point in that game?
Oh boy, that's a pretty good question. I think I don't know if there was really, I would put my finger on a turning point in the football game. I think that what turned it and flipped it for them was giving them a couple short fields on some turnovers and gave them opportunities to score. I think a real positive for us was our ability to make plays on, you know, fourth down on those short yard situations. So, but as far as a flipping point of the game, that thing went back and forth. You know, there's six or seven things on both sides you could probably point out that the outcome could have been different if you could have, would have, should have. And for them, it worked out. And for us, it didn't.
Coach, you have back-to-back games with top 25 teams. You had Utah and Corvallis last week, and now you got to go to Washington and Seattle. Schedule makers haven't been real kind to you this season, have they?
Well, you know, you play in this conference, and you're going to play against some good ranked teams. It just matters when they're going to stack up on you. So, we played well last week against a Utah team that's obviously very good and has been in this conference for a long time, but not good enough to win, and now we get to play what by their ranking and by the way they look on film is an elite team in college football. So, it's a great opportunity for us to line up against the best of the best. And, you know, what the way we've handled business this year and the way our game was with them a year ago, we've got to go out and play our best to have an opportunity to play with these guys. They're a special crew, and they've been building this for a long time, and they've got a very good coach that handles them well.
Coach, watching Washington on film and in games previous, they're hitting on all cylinders on both sides of the ball. What concerns you the most, their offense or their defense or both?
All of it. You know, the fact that you can't look at film and really kind of see a weakness, that's a sign of an elite team, I believe, and that's what I would say. After the studies that we have at this point, they've done a tremendous job recruiting for many years and recruiting to what they're going to do and how they want to do it, and it's very obvious on film, and they have a good scheme. So the whole program as a whole right now is a concern, a big concern, and the way they're playing and the ranking that they have, in my opinion, is well-deserved for the way they've handled their business this year.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, to ask a question, star, then the number one. Your next question is from Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network.
Coach, love to talk about Bright Ugwebu and just the way he's played the last couple weeks and what he's done for your defense.
Well, I think Bright has played at really an all-conference level the last couple weeks, and it's great to see. You know, we've always known he was extremely athletic, and football meant a lot to him. And as a young player, he continued to get better and better all through last year, and he's continued to do that this year. But, you know, his game last week was highly impressive. He made in a tough, physical big boy football game, which was great to see Bright, you know, make some of those plays that he made in those physical situations. And he's become a very good leader on the field and off the field, and he's a studier of the game, and he works, it means a lot to him. So the young man has come a long, long ways in the last year and a half, and he's a fun story for me to talk about because he's playing well, which is great. But the other things that he's done as far as getting himself in position to be able to play the way he plays right now is fantastic. But he's a difference maker for our defense, and we need him to play well to have a chance.
Thank you.
Again, star then the number one to ask a question. Star then the number one.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance.
Star then the number one.
Gary's getting hungry. He needs to go grab lunch.
We're good. I got it.
We're good.
Okay, right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Go Beavs.
We'll see you.